listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Now, USA Today, for the win, had the power rankings of each team's excitement, for the offseason. Okay? So how excited the fan bases should be about how much resources a team has, along with how much cap space they will have to make moves. NFL. The offseason. Which
is another bad news story.
Which fan base do you think should be the most excited about their offseason?
Most excited about their offseason? This doesn't have to do with competing for a title?
No. No. Well, they have the ability to make Dolphins. The most moves. The Dolphins are third.
And Jets.
The Jets, I'd have to find the Jets, but that's not number one. Number one is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is number one. They have a bunch of free agents.
Is that good? One of them is Godwin. Do you like Godwin?
Godwin, Levante David, Shaq Barrett,
and also
Ndamukong Suh, Gronk.
Well, this doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're going to have a bunch of space, cap space, and they can re-sign
but
their
guys. But they also are losing a bunch of players that
they might not lose them. They might keep them. You don't know that.
This doesn't make any sense. Who's doing this? Yard Barker or someone stupid again?
No. USA Today.
Steven Ruiz.
Number two is the Baltimore Ravens. They got decisions to make in free agency. They need to get Lamar some receivers, but they have the ability to do it. That's the key. They have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the Texans fell in this one?
Last.
No, they were actually second to last.
Okay.
Yeah. Second to last. They were 31st. Everybody knows their problems. Philadelphia was last. Now that the Carson Wentz business is done, the Eagles can look ahead to the next era in the franchise history. There's still plenty of cap gymnastics to perform before Philadelphia can fully embark on a rebuild, and that's what this offseason may be about. This roster is going to look a lot worse in a few months, and that's okay. What their priority is just getting their cap situation in place, and that's going to be awfully difficult. The Texans were second to last. The Falcons, the Bears, Pittsburgh. I would have think the Saints would be in a bad spot, and they are. The Saints, actually, their cap space and their offseason ability to make any moves is just they have a $62 million cap deficit.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're not going to have. They're going to have a lot of cut.
That's
players.
A big part of. Then this is a huge part of it.
Yeah,
it's just yes. You know, it's a lot of that's just
getting
cap up, stuff.
Getting under the cap.
Yeah, see,
the Texans are going to be able to get under the cap.
I think that's a problem for Tampa. You got to make tough decisions on Gronk. You're going to keep him. You're going to probably keep.
Well,
Gronk
I don't know that that's having Gronk for another year. Is that a tough decision?
Well, you got to do it.
Yeah. Well.
Well, how much is he going to demand? Godwin, you may have to let Godwin walk. You don't have to keep – Antonio Brown was a one-year deal, if I remember correctly. Would they go out and try to get Odell Beckham Jr.? I'm not sure Odell Beckham Jr. is a really good football player anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to prove that to me.
Well, wouldn't you
– Somebody named Odell Beckham Jr.
I would bet on him with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I
didn't think Antonio Brown came off as – he did not have the impact I expected.
Well – No, because maybe because sitting all that time and everything around, maybe he's not as good a receiver. But he did make some plays. He caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, so there's...
He had 45 catches for 483 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Right, that's but he didn't play in some of the games. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but Odell Beckham Jr. has really had health issues. And do you think he's... You always assume guys are going to be okay if they're with Tom Brady and... Gronk, and you got some leadership guys. I mean, he might be on his, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. actually might be on his best behavior there, but then again, he might not. He hasn't had more than 60. He's had, in his last 4 years, he's had 3 touchdowns, six touchdowns, four touchdowns, three touchdowns. Now, granted, there's been time missed, but time missed is time missed. If he starts bitching and crying, Tom Brady wouldn't even, like, he just wouldn't even, he'd stop. Does he understand that with Mike Evans and Gronk and let's say they, well, I'm sitting here talking about a hypothetical trade. I don't, honestly, I don't know that I'd take him on, but if they took Antonio Brown on, why would they not take on Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah.
Except that his contract may be too
big. I mean, Antonio Brown this offseason, if he gets $2 million, that's going to be a lot for Antonio Brown. You got to pay Odell exorbitant amount of money. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, what's his dollars? I'm looking at it right now. It's got to be 12
to see if there's an out. Oh, well, you know the dead cap stuff. Like, actually, you could get away with
that dead cap. What's his base?
Well, his cap it is for next year's 15.7.
Yeah, what's his base?
Because
that's what the team base, takes on.
The base is 14.5.
Okay. That's too much.
Dead cap is 12.7. Yeah. They could take Cleveland could take a $3 million.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a team taking on his base salary. Yeah. I'm not Tampa. Taking on 14.5. I'm not taking that on.
Yeah, Tampa.
You get a third for Odell Beckham Jr. That's terrible. Odell, a first round, blah, blah. I got to take $14.5 million. No, I'm not doing that.
And how much do you think Will Fuller's going to get?
He thinks he's going to be in that neighborhood.
No.
But Will Fuller ain't a pain in the ass.
Will Fuller doesn't play. Will Fuller hasn't even produced anything like
Well,
that.
Apparently Will Fuller's worth $17 a year, according to SpotTrack. That's what...
Will Fuller's worth what somebody's going to pay him.
That's right. See...
How many 1,000-yard seasons do you think Will Fuller has had?
How many... Was it one? Was it two?
The answer is zero.
Zero. He didn't even hit 1,000.
How many 900-yard seasons has he had?
I don't know.
Zero. How many 800-yard seasons has he had?
One
last year.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean.
Because nothing.
He was targeted.
No, because nothing. Targeted He's had by the one 800-yard season.
Well, he would have had.
He was targeted by the league he was for cheating.
Yeah.
What's the most games he's played in a season?
This year, wasn't it? 10?
No, it's rookie year.
14 his rookie year. Since then, the most he's ever played is 11. Will Fuller ain't getting what he thinks he's getting.
Watch what?
I was surprised JJ got what he got. So
But JJ Watt has played actually the last two seasons.
Yeah, he was not. I get it, but he wasn't that productive. He wasn't that productive.
Doesn't matter. Will Fuller is coming off a PED suspension, and has never been healthy. Will Fuller has zero leverage.
Here's what I don't think. I think that he might get that money, but it ain't going to be guaranteed. Ain't going to get a big guarantee. Ain't going to get a big signing bonus.
He might get a contract for $11 million with bonuses based on playing time. That's what I would do.
I'm going to go over.
I'd say, look, you have to actually play.
Yeah. The Jets wouldn't give him a lot of money to come play for them?
Yeah, I think so.
With all the money they got to spend?
No, why would they?
Especially if they get Deshaun.
Why would they give out money? You'd have to say, okay, it's all based on playing time. I'm not giving Will Fuller any team that gives him guaranteed money that is basically not that there's nothing built in for playing time incentives is crazy. Will Fuller is a injury machine or last year's suspension machine.
I'm looking at a chart. I would say that the fan base that has the that will have the most exciting and that should be a team that. A fan base that should look most forward to this offseason is the Jaguars. They have the most, look at, there's a chart here, and it's most capital that you're going to be able to obtain, the number one overall pick, plus the number one overall pick in every round, plus they have the most cap space. They are at the top right hand of this chart. The Jets are second with their picks and their capital, and then the Dolphins are third. Mm-hmm. To me, there is no question that the Jags fan base should be most excited about this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get Trevor Lawrence. They just picked up Urban Meyer.
Amy Palchik.
Yeah, Amy Palchik. Yes.
They got rid of their racially insensitive strength and conditioning coach. Right.
They hired him and then got rid of
him. It's already been an exciting offseason for them. They got all that money.
Well, yeah, and they know they're going to get Trevor Lawrence. To me, them and the Jets with all their draft capital, and, you know, Adam Gase is gone.
That's the best news for them.
This can't be a more exciting offseason.
And the Jets fans will continue to believe that they're the number one option for Deshaun, so you know they're excited about that possibility, too.
Well, you're stupid if you don't think that he's going there.
That's what you've been told.
But you're just stupid if you don't think that. That's all. All right. 912 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to hang out with us, come on.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John's out there berating an intern about liking the Cubs, so we'll skip that part of the conversation. I want to give you guys a chance to get some free food. You know, it's big on this show about when and where we can get free food. This is your opportunity because it's that time again. ESPN 97.5's third annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, supported by Seaforce Water, and John's favorite, Dr. Linville with Hair Specialist Houston, will be giving prizes to 97.5 winners. That means even the 0.5 winner, which is the penultimate winner, wins a prize as well. Second to last in the whole bracket. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include $50 gift cards to to Rooster's Men's Grooming, the Burger Joint, Chewy's Fine Tex-Mex, Smashburger, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bubbly, bold, packed with lemonade flavor. Now back to John and Lance.
All right. 917 ESPN975, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here. What do you think of this Christian Pulisic?
What do you mean, what do I think of? Everyone's excited about
him. No, it's not about him as a player. No. He's actually struggling at Chelsea right now, but he liked a post from, it was on Instagram. The post was suggesting you should shoot Antifa members, and he liked the post.
And? What?
It's a little aggressive.
You think that's aggressive?
It's a little aggressive. From the new Captain America.
He's not anymore.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen to him.
America.
It's a little aggressive to like the suggestion to shoot anyone, I think. No matter what their affiliation is.
We are on Pulisic, not Yelich, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about the Brewer. We're talking about U.S. International.
He's Captain America.
Christian Yelich isn't Captain America.
He's not Captain America. He's not even Captain of the Brewers.
Not after last season.
No. He was like... He's Captain Crap.
He was Altuve-like.
I just can't believe that this is what...
He was worse than Altuve.
This is literally what sports news is now, as people search for what is liked in post.
Well, you don't have to search it. If you follow him, what he likes is going to come... What he likes is going to come up. It's not a real search.
But is the whole thing pop up?
If you follow...
Yeah, liked by whomever.
Yeah, particularly if he's a famous person who likes it. Yeah, it's going to come up.
It's going to come up on all his hundreds of thousands of followers,
maybe millions. I don't know how many people, it's not a hard to see.
Maybe he just accidentally pressed like.
Maybe
he was going to send it to his friend in that little box instead that forwards it to somebody.
I love John.
I hate that someone wants to do this.
John giving us how Instagram can confuse people.
Maybe he's just not all that Instagram savvy like I am.
Yeah. That's true.
Right.
The post is, I don't know who Seth Gian is. I like to consider myself a bit of an artiste. That's first thing
he's
I would
say. He's got a gun. He's sitting at a desk with a gun.
Calls himself an artiste. Thus behold, my new arts and crafts room. Finally got those security camera monitors installed and operational. So I'm just set up here, new boot goofing in my safe space with a couple of nifty tools of the trade, guns, waiting for, and he uses a derogatory term for Antifa, to let me sing them the song of my people, same lullabies that's been provided, oppressor, terrorist, dirt, nap since 1976, stay dangerous, stay strapped, my friends, and a bunch of hashtags I don't care about. And Christian Pulisic liked it, and also Jeff Cameron, who also plays for the U.S. national team from time to time, I need to step my game up.
Here's what he says. An acquaintance said he blindly liked it because John was an acquaintance. In other words, he's in his Instagram. You know how you just like? That actually does happen, too, where people just, you just like them because that's the currency. So you just hit like. Have you paid attention to every, I can't say to you, but
other
people. If you have,
I don't like something unless it makes me laugh. That didn't make me laugh. I'm not liking
but
it.
But a lot of people do hit like on a lot of stuff.
Well, that can be the excuse for Pulisic. Jeff Cameron wrote out a sentence. Jeff Cameron wrote out a sentence. There's no, I just happened to
accidentally.
I didn't accidentally write out that sentence.
Yeah,
so I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure it'll just pass by the, pass. Nothing will be.
By the way,
Antifa
is not beloved by a lot of people.
Understood.
Why not?
They're a little rough sometimes.
I don't know. You don't know that.
I don't like insurrectionists. I don't like anyone that's trying to do stuff to other people.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're a bunch of nice guys. I don't know.
I don't know. He liked it. Whatever. Nothing's going to happen.
No.
First of all, it can't happen. He's the only chance the U.S. soccer has.
So, yeah, we got to, whatever. Like whatever you want. Okay? Now, if he liked a Trump tweet, that's a different story. now we got to hate him.
Stop being stupid, Pulisic.
But I thought the Trump tweet and the shooting Antifa kind of is in the same.
But it's not nearly. He won't get anything for this. But well, if he liked the Trump tweet, he's off the team.
Antifa's not exactly mainstream.
Well, I don't know. But I think it's more about, liking the thought of shooting somebody, not necessarily Antifa.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless he really meant he wanted to go actually fire bullets at people.
Yeah.
Probably not a good look.
I mean, is it a bad look to want to shoot somebody? Is it?
I think it's looked down upon.
It's
not great.
It's looked down upon.
I don't know. And this goes back to that whole Italian thing.
But what?
I don't know.
How did you tie an Italian to this?
It seems like it's okay with my people.
To shoot people. TV shows, sure.
Yeah.
Movies.
No. Well, in real life, they just.
Yeah, but people don't.
People have been trying to get away from that.
Yeah, people stop glorifying that.
Decades.
Whatever.
That's why the Italian American society.
That's why people. You know what? That's why people are making fun of us on Twitter because they think, well, they won't shoot
me. They're not afraid anymore.
Guess what? I got to bring that back.
Yeah, but when I look at you, I don't just immediately assume he's connected. Should I, though?
No, but you do know he was in a gang.
You know, when you make that gesture that no one can see, what does that mean for me? Should
I? I don't know.
This is an audio medium. What does that mean?
Don't assume, Del. Don't assume. I think you know.
So what you're saying is stay strapped?
I don't know. Do what you think is best for your life.
I don't like this. I may or may not be a guy you need to worry about. Thing you got going on right now.
The things you say to me sometimes, I would, if I were you,
I would
think twice.
Is that a threat? It sounds like a threat. Whatever you
think it is. It is what you think.
Okay, I think it's a threat.
Think twice is now a threat.
You said I should watch.
Do you feel threatened?
Yes, actually. I'm going to talk to Laura after the show's over.
David Gow has already said it's not me that's got HR's on. Okay.
Well, that's about to change.
No, they ain't on me. Reed is here. Wants to talk about James Harden. What do you say, Reed?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, good. Hey, this might be a subject for throw some shade, but I couldn't wait because I took your advice last night. I took the -5 in the first half, and it paid off. Now, I also took James Harden, 29.5 on the over. After the third quarter, he's sitting there with 19 points, and I was thinking, okay, all right.
How'd that miss three off the front of the rim feel late in the game?
I know. He had 29 with 4 minutes to go.
He had a wide open three.
And they pulled him with 2 minutes.
Now you did. Wait a minute. You went rogue on that because I never suggested that you go James Harden over 29.
We kind of said
everybody did.
No, I didn't.
No. Mine was -5.5 and -9.
I said the Rockets are so bad, he may not.
Yeah, he might not play in the third and the fourth quarter.
But he did.
But it doesn't matter. That was not what we said.
James missed a wide open three that would have.
I have a feeling you weren't alone having that.
I'm surprised he got 29.5 and not 30.5. Honestly,
Reed. So you're not alone. Someone else made that same mistake, but it wasn't me or Dell.
I just with a Diet Coke.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So No. I didn't like that bet
at
all.
Neither did I.
Because you don't know how long he's going to play.
That's not true at all.
That's not true. No.
James is going to go for. You had to have, if you had a gun to your head, you would have bet that over.
I don't. No, I wouldn't have bet it.
29.5
I wouldn't have bet it.
If a gun's to your head,
I would have said shoot me because I'm not betting that.
You had to play it over. Stop acting like you would.
But that wasn't the play yesterday.
Figuring
the play
was going to go off. So.
The play was the Nets as much as you possibly could put on it, and that's so ridiculous. Because anytime there's an obvious, it was so obvious, James, it was almost scary for me.
If there was a prop bet, James has a triple double, it should have been like -150 probably, because yeah. James was going to get a triple double.
He did do that,
and he did.
He did do that,
and he did.
And you know how many times is a triple double a minus?
You know what you could have done?
It probably wouldn't have been a minus.
Here's what you.
It probably
here's
would have,
what. Who was his
it
name?
It worse. It would have been even. It was Reed.
Reed should have had, he's had a ton of triple doubles lately. Reed should have played
but even still,
over points, over rebounds, over assists. You want to talk about locking yourself into 2 out of 3?
Yeah.
You would have locked into 2 out of 3.
Speaking of which.
Actually, assists were 11.5. So.
Speaking of which, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, since we're speaking about betting and gambling. Odds and ends. Playoff odds, baseball playoff odds.
Okay.
Jimmy Shapiro sent me this. In order, who do you think in baseball has the best chance to make the playoffs? It's pretty obvious.
To make the playoffs, it would be the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
They're -2,000, which means you have to bet $20 to win a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That next up is the Yankees.
Now, I would bet, no, because $100 to win $5, no. It's like a free $5.
Yeah, it's a free $5. Yeah, it pretty much is. Except, yeah, it's a free $5. But here's the thing is the third favorite is the Padres, and they're in the same division. So... But you could get two wild cards from the same division. Now there's one fewer playoff team this year than there was last year, so you got to watch that. It goes Dodgers, Yankees, Padres, Braves. They got a really nice team, but the Braves are -3 to 1.
Man, the Braves are
-300.
Under the radar.
1 to 3. They're 1 to 3. That's not so. No.
Not with Vegas, they're not. But the general public just doesn't talk about the Braves.
The White Sox are -280. They're next. Ooh,
AJ.
They did a night. They did a lot.
No,
AJ's in
AJ
Detroit.
AJ should have been there. It's out with old man.
With Tony La Russa.
Tony La Russa?
Yeah.
Now they spent a lot of money.
Yeah, and Abreu's not there yet. He had COVID and stuff and whatnot. The Mets are next.
Wow.
Yeah. No. They did a lot.
They've
done a lot this offseason. The Twins and then the Astros. The Astros and the A's are even. That's the first American League West. Those are the first two American League West teams. Basically, the Astros and the Athletics are tied for most likely to make the playoffs. The Astros are -130. No is even money. That they don't make the playoffs is even money. Now, I don't know what changes with this Fromber news. It probably, no probably goes up.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, probably falls, and no goes up. So you could have, and you know what? You get a couple of injuries to the Astros, and you're probably screwed. Betting against the Astros making the playoffs this year should probably now, with this Fromber news, be the favorite. The favorite is that they do make the playoffs, but not by much.
If Fromber is out for the year, and for those who missed it, he has the latest coming out is that John Heyman says that one option is surgery that could knock him out for the entire 2021 season, that the Astros are getting second opinions. You want to talk about worst-case scenarios? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Fromber knocked out for the year, where he's clearly your number one workhorse, at least headed into the season. That's a nightmare. Now, you're pretty deep. You just don't have a real true number one.
No.
Fromber looked
even
like
with
a true
Fromber,
number one.
He had a 3.57. He was
Fromber
5-3
in the postseason.
He was 5-3. Yeah,
go
he
look at him
great.
In the postseason.
No, he was great.
Fromber was fantastic.
But again, we're going all by postseason. We're going by Carlos Correa, his whole as opposed to, you know, the bulk of the games.
No, but everyone was saying, especially at that age, he's young. Like, he could be stepping into a role of really good. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual for a young pitcher to start hitting his prime.
No, he turned
right
a corner. There's no question. He turned a corner. And it was really, really, it's really, really disgusting.
I mean, this may force their hand on Forrest Whitley.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Well, no, I mean, at least you know.
9:30 ESPN, 90. So let's leave with that, okay? The Astros' hand is forced with a guy that has never pitched. Awesome. That's a great day.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:33 ESPN 97.5. Horrific, horrific, horrific news with Romber today that he could miss the entire season
with surgery. Well, it's not a lock yet.
No, but I mean, with all of our Texans news, with all of our Rockets news, I mean, the only encouraging news out of the Rockets is that they could trade Eric Gordon. That's your high watermark as far as excitement goes. That kind of blows.
Shams also tweeted out today that there's significant interest, or at least enough, in PJ Tucker. The Rockets are looking for a young player, and they think that deal will get done soon.
That's inconsequential.
What?
It's PJ Tucker.
Yeah, but what
I mean,
if
it's
you
not
get
a lot of money. It's $8 million, and it's an expiring contract.
Well, maybe you get a young, nice player in return.
Oh, really?
That's what the Rockets are looking for. I don't know if they'll get
it. They want a young player to replace David Nwaba, who just got hurt.
Yes.
Oh.
That's
okay.
Better.
Well, I don't know how you're going to fill those shoes.
Well, maybe you get your next Christian Wood. Some team doesn't know what they have. That's the hope.
Well,
possibly.
Yeah. Okay, but Christian at least got $41 million in the offseason. Okay, so somebody knew.
So what? Well, the Rockets did. Let me give you an example. Let's say the Heat decide, you know what, the Duncan Robinson, who's going to be a restricted free agent, we're not looking to pay him $18 million to shoot threes for us next year. Now, he doesn't make a lot of money this year, but to make the cap work, they give you Mo Harkless, who doesn't play, and whatever, just to make the money work. But you get a chance to watch Duncan Robinson for a half a season and see if you want to pay him. That's the type of move you're looking for. Those are the things you have to look for.
Yeah.
You're going to get a salary match, and then you want to see, is Duncan Robinson worth what he's going to ask for? You decide.
There ain't a lot of Duncan Robinson sitting out there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe if the Heat are willing to give him up.
And who knew Duncan Robinson was Duncan Robinson, right?
Only the Heat did, and they didn't really know.
That's right. And who knew Christian Wood was Christian Wood? How many teams would have given Christian Wood $60 million?
Who knows?
Now that they know.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So that's if you're a Rockets fan and they're dumping they're dumping PJ Tucker, you look for a team who, like the Heat, who may not want to pay a shooter that type of money because they have some salary cap concerns themselves. The Rockets get a look at them up close. That's the type of thing you might be looking for.
Mm-hmm. So this Eyes of Texas thing is catching a lot of heat ever since what's the Austin paper? Statesman?
Texas Tribune.
Or the Texas Tribune was the one who did it.
Yeah. There's the one that did it. Apparently, DeMarvian Overshone had this to say. Last year, they said, y'all don't have to sing it, but y'all have to stay on the field. Y'all have to go over there and at least show fans appreciation for coming on out and watching you guys play. Is that too much to ask?
No, I don't think that's too much to ask.
I don't think to
be on the field at the end of a game is not most schools. A lot of schools do that. For the school song, you sit there, whatever. Some get into it, some don't.
Chris Del Conte countered.
Did he say more?
Chris Del Conte countered with, we simply asked for their help. No one was forced or required to do so.
He's saying they were forced.
Yeah, they were told, you got to stay on the field. You don't have to sing, but you got to stay on the field and go over by the fans and show your appreciation for them showing up, which I don't think is really.
Oh, he did say more.
It was really eye-opening. These are some high-powered people that come to see you play, and they can keep you from getting a job in the state of Texas. It was shocking that they said that. Oh. To this day, I still think back to the moment. They really used that as a threat to get us to try to do what they wanted us to do.
None of these guys can stop you from getting a job in the state of Texas.
Well,
they can stop
the
you from maybe working for them.
For their company.
Yeah. But they're not going to be like following you around. He didn't sing Eyes of Texas. Let's make sure we blackball him from the entire state for any. Ain't nobody had that kind of power.
Well, in 10 years when Overshone's under a bridge, man, everybody stopped me from getting
Why you got to put him on
the bridge? I mean, obviously, that's the. No. That's the eventual outcome.
What?
He can't possibly work anywhere.
Well, hold on. But if those guys. Now, we can look at the reality and say he could find a job. But if those guys actually said it to him, that's the problem.
Well,
if they said it, that's what he said. I don't know if they said it. But if they said it.
When you read it, that's what was tricky. He made it sound like he intimated they used those words.
He said it was shocking that they said that. So he's saying they said it.
Go back and read it.
These are some high power people that come to see you play, and they can keep you from getting a job in the state of Texas.
It was shocking that they said
that. Well, wait a minute. Are those the words, really?
Well,
let's ask Chris Del Conte.
Well, you have to read.
Those are the words that you used.
You didn't read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Read us a couple sentences before and a couple sentences after. Because that's what made me kind of question. I wasn't sure if he heard that from somebody say that or not.
But or if the player said their mandate showed them that the university officials prioritized donor wishes over members of the team, some of whom had been vocal in the opposition over summer and fall about the rejection of the song. And then he said it was eye-opening.
No, I have news for you. Every major institution that has that level of money and that level of, they are all going to prioritize the people who are going to be there for the next 40 to 80 years, along with the people who are their kids, over a 3 to 4 year student. Well, that's how it's always going to go.
Now, I can certainly see. He said it was Del Conte who told players that donors were unhappy and threatening to pull financial support.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. I could certainly see that. Stopping them from getting a job in the state of Texas?
Yeah, I don't know.
I will bet you $1 billion that Chris Del Conte will say, that was never said.
Well, why would that have not been said?
Because it's stupid.
Well, so it was stupid to say, look, the blacks have freedom now. Maybe they should go to a different state where they have more freedoms. That's dumb to say too. But someone said it.
No, that was in an email.
I know
not what Chris Del Conte told the team.
I know what I'm saying. I don't look. I wasn't there. I don't know. But to talk about what's dumb is being said. There was a lot of dumb stuff sent. People were pissed. They're not thinking clearly. Look, I don't think in fact, Overshone declined to name the official, but a second player said Tom Herman told them what Del Conte said.
So yeah, it said that Del Conte said that people were going to pull their financial support. And that's true. Yes, I could certainly see that.
Well, I don't
know. But I'm not going to. Come on.
I don't know. Why would that be so out of bounds from the other things we read in emails? Those people were on one.
Well, those kids didn't see the emails.
What I'm saying is,
they didn't see the emails. And Chris Del Conte never told them they weren't going to get a job in the state of Texas.
I'm not going to call Overshone a liar because I don't know what was said. But if we've seen the context of how the people felt. They were angry. They were saying nutty things. Now, the question is, because apparently Tom Herman was relaying the information. The thought is, could Tom Herman have possibly told his players that the guys were threatening not to give them jobs? That seems crazy. But a lot of crazy things were being said.
Okay, to give them jobs is one thing. That they couldn't work in the state of Texas is totally, totally different. Different.
Okay, so he could have taken something and paraphrased it in inaccurately. Yeah. There's a chance that Overshone said something that was that his paraphrasing was inaccurate. There's a chance that somebody could have used something, like could have said something just whatever by any means necessary at that time to get you worried enough to go do it. There's also that chance too, though, John, that you would say something. All of us would obviously know that's not how this works. Like, that's not accurate. But it doesn't mean that somebody wouldn't have said something really as far out there as possible to get someone to blink. I don't think that's crazy. Yeah. That kind of stuff happens sometimes.
I don't know. Whatever the case may be.
Texas thought it was all gone, and then Texas Tribune dug that up, and mm-hmm. now they're like, damn it.
No. This is... And
Sarkisian's like, I'm going back to Alabama. Get Bill O'Brien out of there.
What? Oh, bring Bill O'Brien into UT.
That would work out great.
Seems like it would perfect. Be. Seems like he would handle all the chefs in the kitchen
the
really
players,
well.
I think fans would love that. UT fans would love that.
Oh, would they?
Yeah. Yeah.
He couldn't get along with any of the donors by the end.
How did he take over a horrific situation at Penn State? Perfectly. It's a horrific situation now at UT. How would he handle it? Perfectly. Okay.
How did he handle it at the end at Penn State? Feel like he wore out his welcome there.
No.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Listen.
He couldn't get along with any of the boosters. That's all of what you have to do at Texas. If this hasn't proven any, this whole story's proven that to you.
And you think Bill O'Brien would side with the boosters? He's woke, Bill O'Brien. Remember,
yeah, you
here
must
in
forgot.
Houston, he was woke. He was completely on the player's side.
Yeah, but the NFL is different than college. Like, that's what I was saying. Yeah. A college institution is going to be depending on all that money for a long, long time. You're a 3 or 4 year player. In the NFL, it's different because there's not a huge list of Jimmys and Joes and with the instead of the X's and O's. You got to get players.
It's amazing to me that this song is so.
There's so much passion on both sides.
Passion? I don't think so.
No, well, from one side, there's a lot of passion.
Certainly from the. But I will. The origins of this song, I mean, from hundreds of years ago. I mean, honestly, this is something that you're so passionate about.
Well, if they're pissed, they're pissed. I mean, do we take them at the word or not?
9:44. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure if
you want to talk about.
Whoa!
Something, Lance?
You just put horns upside down.
No, I did this. I said Texas Star Grill. You want me to talk about Texas Star Grill right now? Well, I can do that.
I think you might.
I can do that. I mean, they got the big, you know, Easter's the number one brisket holiday of the year. And Heart Brand Wagyu is going to be the difference maker for you. We're talking about Wagyu briskets. That's big time. And they've got that at Texas Star Grill Shop. Their truckload deals have arrived and spring sale is here. Go see the expert pitmasters over at Texas Star Grill Shop. They can help you pick out the right one. And while you're there, how about this? You can enjoy a cold St. Arnold beer and sample the best recipes the team has come up with. Texas Star Grill Shop is family, and they want you to be part of that family. Once you're in, you certainly recognize that. They help you find the right one, whether you're looking for the brand new Traeger Timberline 1300 sale or maybe the Pits and Spits. They set the bar very high with Texas-style heavy-duty construction and a great inventory of the Maverick pellet grills. Maybe it's the Napoleon grills that you're looking for, the Saber, the Green Egg, or the DSC like John got. It is unbelievable the prices that they have available for you with free assembly, free delivery. And remember, these are heavy-duty, hardcore grills, so they are going to last you a long, long, long time. Keep that in mind as well. TexasStarGrillShop.com, 4 locations in Houston. Stop by the nearest one and take advantage of this great spring sale going on right now. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 949 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. This is the last segment for Dell. I know for Lance, because Dell's getting his trigger finger ready. I know that. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Let's get Ben in here. Let's talk about his Astros. That's a good, other than Fromber, that's something good to talk about.
Hey, guys. I just had a question for you. With all the news with Fromber going on and what appears like the Astros window is kind of closing, I just wanted your thoughts on, one, if it was closing, and then, two, Will we look back in this in like 5 years and kind of compare them to the 90s Braves with all this talent, but we're only able to come through with one World Series possibly?
It's possible. I mean, it's likely. That's actually the likelihood, is that based on the odds, is that the Astros, the run from 2015 to 2025, you'll look at a 10-year run, you'll see one title. I mean, that's the likelihood based on just basic odds. You did have, I mean, you have been there in the mix, though. See, I don't think this is
anywhere close to that yet. I mean, that was 11 straight years. This started in it started in 15 that they made the playoffs.
They had one off year in 16.
They made the playoffs as a wild card. The Braves won the division every year, had that rotation of three Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but 17, 18, 19, 20.
Right.
You've had five of the last 6 years have been pretty good years for the Astros. 15 was, but 15, you were scrapping with the team that won the World Series.
No. You scrapped with them, but you were a wild card team.
Okay, so you're saying start at 17?
I would say, yeah, it's 4 years now. All right. And, oh, by the way, you don't have them hosses. You don't have those Hall of Fame hosses like they did. Oh, you had Verlander for 2 years. And
Verlander, Garrett Cole, Greinke. You've had those guys.
Well, you had Greinke for a...
You
for,
had Charlie. Well, for not nothing. Not for the whole time.
No.
But you actually...
Garrett Cole wasn't even on the World Series team.
They weren't Hall of Famers
Garrett
at
Cole
the time.
Garrett Cole wasn't even on the World Series team.
But Greg Maddux, you're talking about guys... And actually, they were established, but... At one point, they had been young Braves. Smoltz was a young Brave. Yeah. Avery was a young Brave. Yeah. Obviously, Tom Glavine was a young Brave. But guess what?
You don't have that.
Christian Javier's. What do you mean? You don't know for sure.
No.
Jose, well, probably not that, but you
weren't even part of it, Lance.
Urquidy.
You he wasn't part of the World Series team?
No. But forget the World Series team. Moving forward, these are the guys.
Right. Well, it's you don't know how good you're going to be.
But I don't think his point was that it's going to look exactly the same.
The Braves for 11 years won the division every year.
Okay, so let's just say this. Are the Astros, do the Astros have a chance to be the dominant team in the division for one full decade and still win just one World Series? Like the Braves.
Well, and again, all I'm saying is, well, you got about 6 years to go. So I don't know. I don't know that that's going to be the case. I can't compare them to the Braves, even close to the Braves.
No,
yet.
You can't compare them, but you can project. And you know, if Carlos Correa stays, if Yordan becomes a factor, if Altuve's still here, Morgan Insberg, you love Kyle Tucker, you got Tucker. Like, it's not crazy to think that the Astros could keep on going and having a strong performance. Isn't it crazy to think they could have a decade of really good baseball? That's not crazy at all.
No, it's not crazy. But again, I'm not going to start to do that until it's getting even close to the Braves. I mean, this could be, it could be over this year. I don't know. Fromber's injury could, and if it lasts for a couple more, it's still not even close to the Braves. First of all, again, they had Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz for years. The Astros had Verlander for a couple of years, and they had Cole for a couple of years. Those are the only guys that are close. Greinke for a year. These are the only guys that are close to being. And it's not like those guys were over. How many years did they have those three guys?
So the Braves made five World Series appearances in the 90s. Well, that's a lot. The Astros have made two. They got fairly close in 18. Actually, fairly close in 20. Well, I don't know if you'd call that fairly
close.
Game
away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In 20.
Yeah.
So it's not that crazy. They were in the World Series. They had a chance to win their second World Series. They were eight outs away. I mean, the Astros have been pretty freaking competitive so far over the last 4 years.
It's again, he's talking about 11 years, one World Series. That's not even close. This is a four-year run.
In a World
it's
Series.
It's not 11.
No, but it's the same World Series.
No. If it's 11 years and the Astros only have that 1 year World Series, I'll say, yes, that's disappointing to only have one.
But he's just asking if you could see that happening.
Yeah. Well, you need a good 6 or 7 more years of it. Yeah.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
But can you project based on their young talent?
No, I cannot.
On their young talent, you don't project them being...
Is Carlos Correa going to be here?
I don't know. But can you project... Obviously, you have to make some... Look, we can't do. You obviously have to make projections.
No.
If we're projecting 6 years out,
okay. Can I see it? Well, I can see two more World Series, and I think they're going to be the Yankees, not the Braves.
That's why I said I could see it. Yes, yeah. I could see the Astros having a really good team. Maybe not to the Braves standards, five World Series, but I could see the Astros having one World Series win and only two appearances over a 10 or 11 year span, where they're where they're winning divisions or making playoffs the entire time. Yeah, I could 100% see that.
You can? I don't know.
I like their young pitching.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think they've got a pretty deep lineup.
I do, too. I don't know that James Click is going to keep going like Luno did. This is all product of Luno.
Hey, look, Rafael Stone and James Click, they're taking over some pretty big shoes. Like, Darryl kept the 50-win, compete at a high-level thing going for quite a while. Jeff Luno built it up, and, yeah, it's not a guarantee that you just step in and do that. Even if you try to follow in the analytics footprint or you work for the same guys, it doesn't mean you're going to do it. And also, circumstances change. James Click's circumstances are going to change. There's no Gerrit Cole. There's probably not going to be a Justin Verlander, not realistically long-term. There's no George Springer now. Like, circumstances are changing. Mm-hmm. It definitely changed for Rafael Stone. He got a mismatched hodgepodge, what is it called? Land of Misfit Toys. That's what he's got.
Yeah. I can't be disappointed in them yet, like the Braves. I'm not even going to go there, because that was disappointing that they only had the one World Series win when they were there for five times. That was disappointing, especially when you had all of those Hall of Famers. The Astros aren't even close to anywhere near in that neighborhood. They've gotten there for four straight years to the ALCS. They got over the top twice to get to the World Series. They had eight outs to go, and that's their Chris Paul hamstring game. That's their Chris Paul hamstring game.
But they are on pace.
They are. Oh, no, listen, there's nobody else in the American League that's close.
Two World Series appearances over the last 4 years. They're in one out away. Yeah, the Astros are on pace. And they did that one with a losing record. Right. They did that with a losing record, and they did that with
a pretty lucky year since they expanded the playoffs. If they didn't expand the playoffs, the Astros wouldn't have been there.
And but you also were hurt to hell.
Yeah, no. And you only had a 60-game season. So all of that stuff. I'm not sure that they're built right now to continue this successful run. I like their young pitching, but you did what you did because you had Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole
and Charlie Morton and Charlie Morton. And
you don't have any of that.
You had a lot
of
guys step up and do things.
Yeah, you had guys that were, man, nutted up. You had the best pitcher in baseball in Verlander.
You mean in Cole?
Then Cole. You had the two best the Cy Young winner and then the Cy Young winner.
Well, that was in 19 you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about you. I'm not sure you got anything close to that anymore. We'll see.
No, who does?
Apparently, according to fantasy, your best pitcher is the 29th best pitcher in the game. Your best pitcher, Urquidy, is the 29th best pitcher in the game.
Wait a minute. No, that's not true. They had Fromber there.
Fromber is second to him. Fromber was third. No. McCullers was 30th. Fromber was
32nd. No, you told us McCullers was way up there.
No, I said Urquidy's 29. McCullers is 30. And Fromber was 32.
Well, I know. And like I said, that's 12 starts for Urquidy. But I think you can feel better about their rotation.
No, but what I'm saying is you don't have that top dog anymore.
No, you didn't have it last year.
But the Braves had it for 11 years.
You didn't have a top dog last year.
No, but the Braves had it for 11 years. So well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not you're, making you're, exact.
You're not got, exact you got a comparison. Long, long way
team,
to go.
Team comparison, not exact. The bigger team comparison is they got to five World Series. That's going to be really hard.
For you think? You think?
But they are varted. They got 2 and 4 years, but it's just, you know.
If they make it back to the ALCS this year, I mean, you talk about now all of it. That would be, to me, this would be their greatest accomplishment, getting back to the ALCS this year with this team, as opposed to with having Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander and Greinke. Well, you got Greinke, but an older Greinke and Keuchel. And I mean, this would be their best. This would be their best accomplishment if they got to the ALCS this year. 9:59.
Well, last year was pretty incredible.
Yeah, with 29 wins, Luke, right?
Yeah, try doing it for 162.
What do you?
Bye, bitch.
Oh, what? I thought you'd forgotten or didn't want to do it today.
No, I'm just waiting for this baseball stuff to end. That's all.
Were you just tired of that?
It was a lively conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Lively, I like to say.
Yeah, well, it's baseball.
Everything about it's lively.
According to blood, of course, the blood was flowing. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't like that.
No, yeah. Mm. Just like that. Everybody got excited.
Close to your wang.
I don't like the blood flowing.
The blood was flowing because we're talking baseball. Nothing is more exciting
than that. You guys were, I wouldn't say agitated, but you were riled up to talk about Braves versus Astros. I agree with John. They got a long way to go.
They got a long, long way to go. 959 ESPN, 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.